Loving kindness meditation. For this meditation, ensure you're feeling particularly warm and comfortable. The physical feeling of safety and warmth will help cultivate the emotional quality of compassion. You can be seated comfortably or lie down if you wish. Begin by taking a few deep, slow, mindful breaths. Feeling the whole of each in and out breath. Now let your body find its own natural flow of breath. Feel your breathing in the area near your heart, if you can. Notice whether your chest is rising or falling. Be aware of the warmth of your body. Try placing your hand, representing self-kindness and care, softly on your heart area. And notice what effect that has. Feel the warmth of your hand on your heart. If you prefer to place your hand on your belly or lap, that's fine too. When you're ready, bring to mind someone, or even a pet, that makes you smile. Someone with whom you have an easy and positive relationship. Perhaps not your partner, as such relationships tend to be complex, and it's easy to get lost in thoughts. Maybe an aunt or uncle. Perhaps your son or daughter. maybe a spiritual figure. Or any other person you hold in great respect. Whether that person is alive or not. Wishing this person well, using words like, "May you be well," "May you be happy," allow the words to sound in your heart area rather than in your head if you can. Tune into both the words and the meaning behind the words. And if some other words resonate with you, use them. Use words that represent kindness and compassion for you. Continue repeating these words. May you be well. May you be happy. Remember, you don't need to force any feelings at all. Just wish wellness and make space for any feelings to arise, if they may. May you be well. May you be happy. Now, in the same spirit, bring yourself to mind. Wish yourself well. You are just as worthy as any other being on the planet. You deserve an equal amount of kindness and care. Use words like, "May I be well," "May I be happy," Notice what effect these words have. This is the most difficult stage for some people. You may feel guilty for sending kindness to yourself, or think you're overindulging yourself. If this is the case, this stage of loving kindness meditation is going to be a useful exercise for you to help you relieve stress. Stress can often be heightened by being too hard on yourself, and this meditation is a great antidote. If you feel a resistance to self-kindness, that's okay. Given time, this will be a particularly nourishing and healing meditation for you. Try to be patient with yourself as best you can. Persevere gently and notice what happens with interest. May I be well. May I be happy. Being mindful of the words and also the meaning behind the words. Next, bring to mind a neutral person. Someone you neither like nor dislike. Someone you hardly know. For example, someone at the toll booth, the supermarket checkout, or the mail carrier. Remember that they, like you, have a life outside their work role. Consider their friends and family, their hopes and fears, desires and dreams. And wish them well. Use any words you wish, or simply the words, "May you be well." May you be happy. bringing this neutral person to mind, visualizing them as best you can. And wishing them well. May you be well. May you be happy. Next up is someone you don't like. A difficult person. This person may be dead or alive. As a beginner, choose someone who's quite difficult, not the most difficult person you know. It may be someone who has caused you problems and suffering in the past. Consider him or her as a whole person. Beyond just the hurt the person has caused you. As a human being, this person also experiences pain, anxiety, stress, and a host of difficulties. See if you can forgive his actions, which he may have done unknowingly. And if the pain inflicted on you was deliberate, perhaps there was a reason. The person's emotional state, his own vulnerability and pain, his needs being unfulfilled. If you can, imagining the person and asking the person to forgive you for any hurt you caused him to. Remember, you're not assuming that what he did was right. You're just letting go of the pain caused by his actions. And this warms your heart instead of hardening it. So, if you feel ready to do so, bringing this difficult person to mind and wishing them well, may you be well. May you be happy. This is certainly not an easy process. So just doing the best you can. And if it feels too challenging for you at the moment, just leaving it aside for the time being. And coming back to it at a time when you're ready. Now bring to mind all four of you. Yourself, your friend, your neutral person, and your difficult person. As you imagine all of you together, see if you can offer a sense of well-wishing and compassion to all of them equally. Using words like, may we be well. May we be happy. Imagining all four of you as best you can. And as far as you can, wishing each of them, including yourself, an equal amount of loving kindness. May we be well. May we be happy. You can finish this meditation by offering loving kindness to all beings on the planet. Being mindful of the difficulties and suffering that all beings face. And wishing them to be free of that suffering. You can include all human beings, all animals and all plants. Birds in the sky and the fishes in the sea. using words like may all beings be well. May all beings be happy. Getting a sense of all beings on the planet as a whole. Sending your well-wishing wide and far. Just practicing as best you can. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. Now, when you're ready, come back to yourself. Center your attention on your breathing. Feeling its natural pace and depth. Bring a sense of warmth, affection, and gratitude to your breath. Before you end the meditation, appreciate your efforts to cultivate one of life's most nourishing qualities, compassion. Remember, you can practice this loving-kindness meditation at any time. And you don't need to do all the stages if you don't have time. You can do just one or two, or whichever stage you feel you need to.